beide Spuße. Was jetzt das Penny? Home care, this is Shayna. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Quadira Brown, and I wanted to switch agencies.
Oh, okay. So I guess you currently have hours, and do you want to switch with your caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so can I get your Medicaid ID?
Are you guys, I'm sorry, are you guys located on Marcus Hope?
What? Where?
Marcus Hope, Linwood area.
We're in Philadelphia, Winding Drive, but we service many areas. Where are you located?
Marcus Hope, or it's considered Linwood.
What's the zip code?
19061.
In Delaware County, yeah. Yeah, we cover that area.
Awesome. Do you guys take United Healthcare?
Yes.
Great. Okay. I am the caregiver.
Oh, okay.
My client is my mother, Barbara Jones.
Okay. Do you have her Medicaid ID?
Just hold on 1 second. She's in the bathroom. Or should I call you back when I have everything written down? Hello?
Sorry, Annette. Do you have her Medicaid ID?
Yes, she's in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Or I could check with her date of birth, social, or name.
Okay. Do you want to try her date of birth?
Yeah.
It's 6/27/61.
Do you have her social as well?
Yeah, I don't
or
have
her. Or I could
Hold
check
on.
With her name, maybe?
Barbara Jones, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay, let me see.
We were with Reliant Home Care, but they're not police anymore.
Wait, it's a little bit slow, the Medicaid portal. Let me see. It's still loading. Let me see if I can pull up the information.
If not, I can get on the line. She just upstairs.
Oh, okay, I got it now. Okay, I got the Medicaid ID. It says Barbara A. Jones.
Yes, Barbara Antoinette Jones. My mom, she's 64.
Okay, yeah. So she has UPMC, Community Health Choices. I do see the waiver in place. Okay, so let me just make sure. Okay, great. So you're saying that the other agency, they stopped, like, the contract with the insurance, or?
No, they're not an agency anymore. It was Reliant at Home Care. They were located in Conshohocken. They, I guess, joined with Help at Home. And,
okay.
I didn't want to do all the extra stuff that they asked me. And we also moved to this area.
Okay, sure.
I was going to go with another agency, but they didn't take her insurance, so I just found you guys.
Yeah, sure. So which number do you want to put as a primary contact phone number?
You said my phone number?
Yeah, do you want to put your number as the primary contact phone number, or Barbara has a number you can reach out to?
I mean, my mom has a number. Her number is 267.
Mm-hmm.
453-9683.
9683. And
my phone number is 4. My name is Quadira Brown.
What's your name?
Quadira Brown.
Could you spell for me?
It's Quadira.
R-A.
And Brown like the color?
Yes. And you're the daughter. And
yes.
Your number is 484-689-0131?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the address?
Our address is 1587 Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, Street.
19. 19061.
Yes.
It actually says Linwood, PA.
Yeah, Linwood's across the street, Marcus Hill's across the other street.
So you want me to say Linwood or Marcus Hill?
Whatever you feel.
Okay.
Linwood. My weather says Linwood sometimes. My weather says Marcus Hill.
I guess it's just a borderline.
Yeah.
Okay. Because 1587, right? And there's no apartment unit?
No.
Okay. Any minors in the home?
No.
Okay. And she is UPMC. Okay. That's it, what we need for now. Actually, how many hours is she approved for? I forgot to ask you that. 63.
Yes.
Okay, and you're doing all the hours?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Any medical conditions for Barbara that we need to be aware of?
Yes, she has chronic asthma, chronic bronchitis. She can't live on her own.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all in her medical report right there.
Yeah, I got it.
Bunch of other things as well. And he's.
Okay, now let me see. I would like to transfer you over to, I'm submitting the information now, and now I'd like to transfer you over to one of the intake representatives, and they will help you do the transfer over to our agency.
Awesome.
So,
one question.
Yeah.
How much do you guys pay? What's the pay rate?
Oh, okay. So pay rate is, I need to ask, it's 63 hours, so that means that you work 23 hours overtime?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you'll be receiving time and a half after the 40 hours.
Yes.
So if it's overtime, I need an approval for a rate. So if you're looking for a specific rate, I'll have to ask and get an approval. Or you could ask the intake representative, however you prefer.
Okay.
If you want to ask now.
I mean, I'll appreciate it.
Okay, so are you looking for a specific rate or?
I mean,
or,
more than what I got paid before, I mean, or match it.
Okay, what's the rate? Let me see if we can do it.
I got paid 18.
You got paid 18?
Mm-hmm.
They pay 18 for 63 hours? I don't think they pay overtime. Do they?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
They pay $18 an hour.
Health and Happiness.
What?
Health and Happiness Home Care.
They pay you, just to make sure, because I don't think there's any agency paying that amount, 18, and then overtime rate, time and a half for 23 hours?
Yes.
Or 18 is
monitored. And it's Health and Happiness Home Care, yes, located in Norristown. What's your pay rate?
If it's overtime, it would be you get $27 an hour for overtime?
Okay.
So I'm asking.
Yes.
They pay you 27 an hour?
Yes, for overtime.
This is not the going rate for consumer-directed services. I don't think there is any. They probably calculate the base rate after overtime, divide it, and it's a total of 18, a straight pay rate without overtime.
I don't know. I just knew that's how much I got paid for 3 years.
Yeah, can you check your pay stubs and see what the base rate, not without the overtime?
Okay, let me go on my app.
Because you know what they do?
At Reliant, I got paid 17. Like, I switched to agencies. My Reliant at Home Care, they stopped being an agency. Then I started working at for Monica at Help and Happiness, but come to find out, my mom's insurance wasn't accepted. And, yeah, so She wanted to match Reliant, but she started paying me 18. Reliant was paying me 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, the 18 is without the overtime. They calculate the pay rate, and they divide
it. I don't know how it went, but I'm pulling up my
Yeah, I want so let I'll explain if you would like. I'll explain it to you because. So basically, if you work 2 to 3 hours, we pay you overtime. So basically, let's say we offer you 14 an hour. So 14 times, no, let me tell you, 14 times 40 hours would be 560, okay? And then 14 overtime pay rate times and a half is 21. So you work 23 hours overtime. So 23 times 21, the overtime pay rate is 483. 483 plus 560 is a total of 1,043. If you divide it by 63 hours, it would be 1650 pay rate. We might be able to offer you higher than that. That's what they do. They calculate without overtime.
Okay.
We pay overtime.
1650 is not bad because that's what I started getting paid at Reliant, and I was getting paid 1573 every 2 weeks. Or 1524 every 2 weeks.
Right. If we tell you 14, it's a 14 is a starting rate, but you'll end up the rate.
I'm not gonna go for 14. I'll go for 1650 at the lowest.
Yeah. Okay. So again, 14 base rate plus the overtime.
Yes,
So it's like 60. We'll tell you 14, but you'll end up getting 60-50 an hour with the overtime.
So why would you tell me 14? I'm not understanding that part.
Because once you reach the 40 hours, you automatically get the $21 an hour. If you calculate 21,
I know that, but why are you telling me 14 anyway?
Because 14 is the base pay rate. Once you reach 40 hours, once you go over the 40 hours, you start getting time and a half. So if you calculate the time and a half rate and the $14 rate, and you divide it per hour, it will be $16.50. But in the system, it's like a $14 rate once you reach.
If I print one of my pay stubs out from Reliant, it says $16.50 on my pay stub. It doesn't say $14.
Because they don't pay overtime. An hour pay stub, you'll see $14
and then
$21.
They pay overtime. I've been getting 63 hours.
Yeah, but the $16 rate that you see on their pay stub is already the calculator rate.
From getting paid $1,500 every 2 weeks to not for $2,000. That just doesn't make any sense.
We pay weekly actually. We pay weekly. You'll end up getting for $14 plus overtime. Your check would be over $1,000.
Okay.
You'll see on the pay stub, it says, on the pay stub, it will say the base rate, let's say 14, and then over time, 21.
I'm just seeing what I get paid. I can't see my full pay stub unless I print it out.
I know how they work. I'm telling you, it will end
up... Yeah, no,
I
believe everything you're saying. I just never seen 14. If my boss would send me a pay stub... onto my email, I've never seen 14 on it.
Yeah, and with our agency, you wouldn't see 4. You would see 14 and the overtime.
Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry because I know what you're talking about now. I'm sorry about that.
I just
threw me off when you said 14. I'm like, huh?
No, because they just tell you a higher amount because they want to make it look like it's more money, but you don't end up earning more money. But
okay. Yeah.
Can I just want to confirm the rate before. I don't want to just offer you a rate. Could we put you on a brief hold? Just for a minute?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. So I just want to make sure with you. So if we do 14 and overtime rate of 21, would that work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So let me put it in the system, and then let me see if I can transfer you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sure. My pleasure. Just submitting the information, and as soon as I have an intake representative, I'll transfer you over.
Thank you. What was your name?
My name is Shindel.
Shindel. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have daily time?
You're talking to me?
Do you guys have daily pay?
Sorry, what was that?
Daily pay?
I don't know why. I couldn't understand. What did you ask?
Do you guys have daily pay? D-A-I-L-Y?
Daily pay. I don't think we have that option, but we pay every week.
No, I was just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
On your website, it says all of our caregivers get instant pay same day, caregiver wellness program, and caregiver support program.
On the website?
Yes. This is Family First Home Care, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see that on our website?
Mm-hmm. So all of our caregivers get, it's in green, instant pay, same day, caregiver wellness program, caregiver support program.
I it might be a new thing, but
I don't know,
I'm
if you
sure
like
the
scroll down. It says it's at right after two simple things to get started, and then you scroll down a little bit more. It's right there.
That's interesting. So waiting to see if we have any of the intake team, but she will definitely be able to help you if we could do it for you.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll have to check it out. I wonder why they're probably all on the call. Looks like they're all on another call. Is it okay if I have them call you back as soon as they're available?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. So hopefully in the next hour, and just make sure to answer our call. Our numbers usually start with 226, 267-551.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, 267-551.
Thank you.
Yes, sure. Thanks so much
I'll
for
be
reaching
waiting for your
out,
call.
and yeah, we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, sure.